Curry, Klay Thompson, and Durant, they could score 50. Oh, I forgot. We're doing a lightning round. Here I am BSing my way through a segment. I apologize. Let's get right to it. It's a Friday edition of Sports Talk special lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I've prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Friday lightning round. Don't get confused. Thursday still comes around and we got nothing else going on. We're not bright. The lightning round.
That was something.
Sure was.
Wow. Yesterday, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced that the 2017-18 NBA season is going to start a whole 7 to 10 days earlier this year. Essentially, what Silver is going for is an extra week to schedule those 2,460 NBA regular season games and will allow for more time off between games. Thus, big-name players will play in those not-so-important NBA regular season games. This means the season will start around October 15th rather than the 25th as it did this season. Fill in the blank here. Silver's decision to extend the NBA season by a week is blank.
Nonsensical? I don't get it. I'm a little lost. With baseball and basketball, when did the conversation of we need this regular season a little longer ever come up? So to me, it's nonsensical.
Another scenario that popped up because of both the NBA Finals being a blowout and the NBA schedule announcement is this tweet from executive producer of the DA show, Sean Mirage, which reads, "Do the Browns win another game before the Cavs do in the year 2017? So the Browns open the season on September 10th against the Steelers. Their schedule then goes Ravens, Colts, Bengals, Jets, Texans on October 15th, right around when the NBA season is reportedly going to begin. The Cavs were blown out last night. They've got at least three to play against the Warriors this June, and then who knows how their season's going to begin in 2017 or 18. So what happens first? The Cavs win a game or the Browns win a game?
The Cavaliers could still win this series, so I'm going with the Cavaliers, and it's not with a Cavalier attitude I make that comment.
Okay. Now to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's been a pretty strange series with the Preds having dominated almost entire periods of time against the Penguins, but they can't come away with anything on the scoreboard to show for it. Thus, they're down 0-2 in the series. Pekka Rinne has gotten a lot of blame for the Preds' poor play, going from a 9-4-1 save percentage with two shutouts in the first 16 games he played before the finals to now a miserable 7.78 save percentage with eight goals allowed in the first two games of the series. Didn't even finish out game two. Pekka's worst save percentage against any opponent, according to Hockey Reference, is against the Penguins at .880.
That's gross.
Nashville coach Peter Laviolette has yet to said who will be starting game three Saturday night. Pekka's backup is Jussa Saros. Nashville coach Peter Laviolette would be blank to start Pekka Rinne on Sunday. Sorry, Saturday.
He would be in his right mind. I mean, that it's one of the big reasons they're there. It was in Pittsburgh coming back. I do not think now is the time. And let me tell you something. They go out there and he gives up a goal early on. He might be like, well, he's lost it. But right now, all this time off, heading back home after what he's done for them this year, he's got to be in there.
All right. According to TheStar.com, which is Canada's largest daily online news site, Sportsnet, CBC, and NBCSN are all falling behind the viewership for the Cup Finals in comparison to China. The Canadian networks airing the finals are averaging 4 million viewers, while NBC is up over 5 million, which is up 22% from the Sharks-Penguins final last year. I tried my hardest to watch this on as many TVs as I could. While China are getting 22 million viewers for the Stanley Cup Finals. Still, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has announced that Tampa Bay will host the 2018 All-Star Game, signaling that the NHL will not be taking a break so players can go play in the Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Side note, the Kings and Canucks will be playing in China for a preseason exhibition. Thank you. One of those games. So Bettman will, you know, talk about that a whole bunch. Commissioner Gary Bettman deciding not to allow NHLers play in the All-Star or allowing them to play in the All-Star game rather than the Olympics is blank.
Bettman-like, meaning it's short-sighted, doesn't make sense, and is going to piss off every single solitary NHL fan.
Yes. Good. And now to our last one. It's something Alex and I were talking about a little bit on Monday, but Giancarlo Stanton, he is a mountain of a human being and thus has a contract to match. He's in the third year of a 13-year, $325 million deal. He's 27, and Stanton doesn't have any opt-outs available in the contract until the end of the 2020 season when he's going to be 30. So the Marlins are going nowhere fast with their trash owner, Jeffrey Loria, looking to sell the franchise. He's bad, man. Look into what he's
done. I thought
he
was Robin. He said he's a bad man. Oh,
oh God. I really don't want to go on.
I am depressed.
Felix Hernandez is 31. He's been on the DL for the first time in his career with a right shoulder injury. He hasn't pitched since April 25th. The Mariners are in fourth place in the AL West, just a game ahead of the A's and a whopping 13 behind the Astros, who will clinch the AL West by July. Felix has shown he's still a top five Cy Young type pitcher on his day, even though his ERA has been up 3.5 the last two seasons. Both players would make a huge impact if they were traded to a contender, and both teams could use the boost to their farm system. The Mariners are 23rd and the Marlins are dead last, according to Baseball America, when I look today. So who gets traded first?
Ooh.
Felix Hernandez or Mike Giancarlo Stanton?
I think Giancarlo Stanton is more difficult to trade right now because of the length of his contract. King Felix, you could be out from under it because there's a team option for 2020. I actually, for his sake, because I love watching that guy pitch, I'd like to see him dealt. So I'm going to go with King Felix. All right, then that wraps the lightning round, which I kind of forgot about, even though I introduced it going to the break, just so you know who you're dealing with here.